Students who have disabilities that affect their movement or their posture or their ability to sit in a classroom chair may benefit from school-based PT. It's the function in the school environment and not the medical diagnosis that determines the need for services. Very often we see referrals because a student has a diagnosis. And so my question always is, but how does that affect their function in the school environment? We do see a lot of students with medical diagnoses like cerebral palsy or developmental delay or Down syndrome or traumatic brain injury or autism spectrum disorders or various progressive neuromuscular disorders or even developmental coordination disorder. So students may have a variety of functional problems. For instance, they may have difficulty keeping pace with their classmates when they're walking around the school or going up and down the stairs. They may be unable to propel their own wheelchairs, or they may fall frequently when they're playing outside on uneven terrain or have difficulty navigating the playground equipment, or they might be limited in their ability to participate in their gym class in physical education.